And it is from these four houses that your new bad karma can come. You have already sinned for so many lives. No harm in sinning a little more. It's like this, if there was some kind of a tool by which I could add up the karma, probably a couple of million sins by now. And who knows how many more, a few thousand here and there won't make a difference out there. You can think in those lines. But the way you can place this mantra on your fingers ensures that your deeds will always be good. Always. So you can start with this. There are chakras over here. And we place this over here with Om. Then we touch this thumb over here. Na Mo Bha Ga Va. This thumb again. Te. Te, the seventh word. Te. Te. Va. Su. De. Va. Va is the end of this thing. Palm. Here. So, what we do? We sing it. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So, we ensure that all the karma in our hands is cleaned. And these hands will do good. We are not going to do any more harm. By this regular practice of this, you ensure that you are heading in the right direction. It's important. Somebody may be a very great astrologer, but he may be cause for deaths of God knows how many people. A poor man comes to you, who's suffering like anything, and you say that no other than wearing a $500,000 worth gemstones, there's no way you can get out of your karma. The guy dies. Probably he'll have to loot a bank to get that money for the gemstones. What are you doing? Always think, what are you doing? You should not end up doing bad. So the foundation of Jyotish is not only the knowledge, but good karma. With that knowledge. So here, when we talk of the expansion of Vasudeva, we can always divide this into three attributes. That is, with Shri Shakti. Have you heard of Shri? What is Shri? Shri is anything. Anything that helps you to sustain in this world. Now, what happens if your bank balance is zero? You think you can... What happens if you don't have any money in your pocket? Can you go and buy food? I'm sure very few people can do that. You can't go and buy food if you don't have any money. So you need money to buy food. You need money to attend a conference like this. But of course, much less than other conferences. Okay. So the Shri required for this is much lower than others. Okay. Now, Shri relates to every means of sustenance in this world. In the physical as well as higher planes. I leave with this to you for higher studies. And I'll just use the word sustenance, because Shri is that Shakti through which God is helping us to survive, to sustain ourselves. Similarly, Bhu, when we say Bhu, Bhu is that Shakti or those things which help us to create. Somebody wants to make a nice painting. He needs paint. He needs a canvas. So, unless you have that as well as the knowledge to paint, I don't think you can paint. So those things which help us to create something new, comes under Bhu Shakti. And finally, one day the painting will break. Your kid has thrown a ball on it and that's it, it's gone. No point crying over spilt milk. It must go. So there must be something that causes it to be destroyed. And that Shakti which causes the destruction is the Kali Shakti or Nila Shakti. It's called Nila Shakti. Means that which causes it to be destroyed. Which causes it to end. Like this conference. It started off. It will go on for some time. One day it will come to an end. And that day we'll all go home. That which causes anything to end is the Nila Shakti. Think in these lines. Everything, including the birth of a human being, has Bhu Shakti, Shri Shakti and Nila Shakti. You were born because of Bhu Shakti. You will live in this world because of Shri Shakti, and one day you will leave this world because of Nila Shakti. Okay? Am I being understood? Right. Now, from this, Shaktis, what happens? Let's say, you take a piece of paper and burn it. Ashes to ashes, what was that? What was that beautiful thing? Ashes, dust to dust, ashes to ashes, and whatever it is. The five elements to the five elements, you can say that. Basically, the body is composed, any body, is composed of five elements, called the Panchatattva. Anybody who knows the Panchatattva? All of you know the Panchatattva. Let me see a assuring smile on your faces. Thank you. Okay. Pancha is five. Tattva means elements. I can use the word elements. It's a very rough definition. So, our bodies are composed of five elements. Now, these elements are not like chemical elements like boron or lead or something like that, you know. These are the five states of being. The five states of existence. Of any material creation. It can be a solid. Right? Our bones are solid.